Abhideya, the stage of engagement in serving Krishna, learning the ways of devotional service, learning the songs, singing songs, learning to play mridanga, learning to play kartal, learning to worship the deity, all these things, learning cooking, learning ashram management, learning preaching, learning slokas, all these things, learning and doing for Krishna, this is called Abhideya. And the acharya for Abhideya, that is Rupa Goswami. Deity is Govinda Dev, Radha Govinda. Acharya is Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the head of our serving group. We're about service, not enjoyment. We're not trying to enjoy Krishna, we're trying to serve Krishna. Yesterday we mentioned one devotee, Daruka. Was it Daruka? He is serving Krishna by fanning. And he began to feel some great ecstasy in serving his Lord. And he chastised that ecstasy. He didn't want that ecstasy. Let that ecstasy go away. Why? It's disturbing his service. He's not serving Krishna so he will feel good. If while serving Krishna he feels too much good, too much ecstasy, then how he can continue his service? He becomes in some ecstatic mood. He may faint in great ecstasy. Then how he'll fan Krishna? He doesn't want ecstasy. He wants service. And this is a line called mukti. Mukti and bhukti. The line of enjoyment and the line of liberation. On one side and the other side, the line of service. So how to check ourselves from these two, mukti and bhukti. Mukti means liberation. And bhukti means enjoyment. We don't serve Krishna to enjoy. We don't serve Krishna to get liberation. But both of these things, if you actually get bhakti, both of these things come automatic. But if you want either one of these things, then you can't get bhakti. They're ghosts. They're just like a ghost. If you attach yourself to the ghost, then you can never get bhakti. Bhakti Devi never comes. Do you follow? Mukti, enjoyment, and bhukti, enjoyment, mukti, liberation. These are like ghosts. So Abhideya. Then the next deity in Vrindavan is Gopinath. Gopinath is Lord of Prayojana. Prayojana means the perfection. Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis. The highest perfection in Krishna consciousness is serving Krishna in the same selfless, self-sacrificing, and dedicated mood as the Gopis. They are the highest residents in Vrindavan. They are the highest gurus in Vrindavan. Their service is more appreciated by Krishna than anyone else's service. And they are the most appreciated persons in Vrindavan also. Everyone in Vrindavan ultimately appreciates the service of the gopis. And of the gopis, the senior most servant of Krishna is Srimati Radharani, the very mother of devotion. Where does devotion come from? Where does water come from in the kaveri? Where it comes from? It comes from the dam. What is the dam? That is the reservoir of the water. If there's no water in the dam, there'll be no water in the river. There's a reservoir. Or before the dam, the reservoir is the natural mountains. They hold the water. And then the water comes. Otherwise, it is rain. It doesn't come to us in the form of a river. So if we tell the devotion is like the river, then where is the source of this river? The flow of devotion. What is the source? The source of all devotion, the Adi Bhakta, the original devotee, the source of all devotion is Srimati Radharani. Love also. What is love? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? Love is a real love. Prema is a product of bhakti. It is a product of bhakti. Where does prema come from? It comes from bhakti. Who is bhakti? Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi means Srimati Radharani. She is the reservoir, the mother of devotion, the reservoir, the source of prema, love of Krishna also. Everything in that realm, in one, is Srimati Radharani. And then that is expanded to many parts and parcels and jivas who are qualified. Prayojana, the perfection. Perfection of love of Krishna, love of God, prayojana. The acharya of that is Raghunath Das Goswami. He is taken to be the acharya because Raghunath Das Goswami showed the highest sentiments of love amongst the devotees in terms of what is to be followed in this world. You cannot follow Ramananda Roy. You can worship and revere Ramananda Roy. You cannot follow Ramananda Roy. You cannot follow Ramananda Roy. Mahaprabhu himself says, do not try to imitate, to follow Ramananda Roy. You follow in a certain way, but you cannot live like Ramananda Roy. You cannot live like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar Pandit's guru. He is Radharani's father. He smoked a pipe. He wore all kinds of perfumes and used to wrap himself in all beautiful jewels and silk and all these things and live a luxury life. You think you can be Krishna consciousness by doing that? Never. You follow the Goswamis, Mahaprabhu says. You follow these devotees. Someone says, we were going around Govardhan Hill and we stopped to have a small picnic. Some other devotees came. So we saw them coming, we had water and we had some picnic prasadam. So I saw them coming at a distance. So we were almost finished and I said, oh, save something, here come some devotees. Save some water, something. So we had something, I forget, samosas or sweets or something, a few things. So when the devotees came, when they came to cross where we were sitting, so everybody's giving some Hari Bowls, and I said, Prabhu, would you like some prasadam or some water? Right? So one devotee immediately accepted some water because he's so thirsty, you know. And then this other devotee walked up to me, and I was sitting there, and I said, Prabhu, would you like some prasadam? And he said, what did he say? He said, no, we're not taking prasadam. Because Krishna fasted when he went around Govardhan Hill. And Krishna is our acharya. So I just took a samosa and I bit into the samosa and I said, well, Krishna is not our acharya. And he was like, practically the guy must have ran the rest of the way around Govardhan Hill to get away from me. So Krishna is not our acharya. Who is our acharya? Who are our acharya? Radharani is our acharya. Krishna is not our acharya. Who you learn devotion from? Devotion we learn from Srimati Radharani, the mother of devotion. And I thought also, what do you mean Krishna circumambulated Govardhan Hill and fasted? Krishna probably never fasted a day in his life. Fasting, the Supreme Lord fasting. Supreme Lord doesn't even observe Ekadasi. We feed Krishna grains on Ekadasi, sweet rice on Ekadasi. Krishna's Bhagavan, he's enjoyer. He doesn't have to walk around Govardhan Hill on an empty stomach and his bare feet. He doesn't have to do that. Now, Mahaprabhu, because he's in the mood of a devotee, Krishna as a devotee, he is doing. But Krishna himself, he's not doing these things. He's not pretending fasting and all these things. So what is, who do we follow? Who is the Bhagavan? What do we follow? We have to pay some attention to these things. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's considered the Prayojana Acharya because he manifested and he showed to the world of the devotees the intense devotion in Krishna consciousness, a particular type of intensity and devotion known as Radha Dasyam. He showed this to the world. And so he is considered the Prayojan Acharya. Now, Mahaprabhu gave him, Gopinath is considered the deity in Vrindavan. Now there are also some other considerations along with that. For example, Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami a Govardhan Shila and those red and white mala known as Gunjamala. And Govardhan means Krishna, and the Gunjamala, what it means?
Radha.
Means Srimati Radharani. Gunjamala, representation of Radharani. And Govardhan, representation of Krishna. Radha Giridhari. Radha Giridhari, that is there. Our worship of Govardhan mostly always includes Gunjamala. Some devotees, they worship Govardhan as the greatest devotee. And then, who is the greatest devotee? Well, that is Srimati Radharani. So some devotees, they do like this. But I did not find that Prabhupada did this, that Srila Sridhar Maharaj did this, that Srila Puri Maharaj did this. Raghunath Das Goswami also did this. He did not do that. He worshipped Govardhan with Gunjamala. And he found that that by worshipping Govardhan means that Mahaprabhu gave him a place of residence at Govardhan Hill. The eternal place of residence. Where are you going when you go from this world? Where are you going to go? You got any ticket? You got any... Where are you going? Is there somebody who's going on a train? I'm going. Where are you going? Trains in all directions. Where are you going? You have any ticket? What is your destination? No, I don't know. Then you're a madman. Simply going, going, going. Where... You have a destination. Many places, Vaikuntha, there are crores of planets in Vaikuntha. Are you a devotee of Varaha? Will you go to Varaha's planet? Where do you go? You're a devotee of Krishna? Will you go to Dwarka? You know, where are you going when this life is over? Where do you go? Well, I go to Goloka. Oh, that's bigger than all the Vaikuntha planets put together. Where are you going to go there? Well, someone says, I don't know, I just have faith Krishna has a place for me. Yes, he does. And Raghunath Das Goswami told where that place is. The place of the Gaudiyas is Govardhan. That is the eternal residence of the Gaudiyas. There's a story how, that's another story, but that is the place of the Gaudiyas. So Raghunath Das Goswami realized, Mahaprabhu gave me Govardhan, Srila, means he gave me eternal residence at Govardhan. And by giving the Gunjamala, then he realized Mahaprabhu has given me service in the camp of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So these two things we keep, we don't change. Many devotees in the world now, they want to change. And they just worship Krishna. Govardhan is the greatest devotee. And who's the greatest devotee? Srimati Radharani. Or sometimes they think the greatest devotee is Mahaprabhu, so they worship Govardhan as Mahaprabhu. Yes, in some capacity that's true. But what Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami was nothing less than the most perfect form of worship. So we're quite happy to keep that standard and follow that. Excuse me. So therefore, it is also said that the deity of the Prayojana, perfection, is Govardhan. Worship of Govardhan with Gunjamala. So this Gopinath, also in Krishna Leela, in Chaitanya Leela, there is also a Gopinath. What is that Gopinath in Chaitanya Leela? That is Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath. Tota means in Odia, Tota means garden. Tota Gopinath. Just like Govindaji Gardens. If this was Vrindavan, we would call Govindaji Bagicha. Bagicha. It would be Govindaji Bagicha, means gardens. So, Govindaji Gardens. This is not the first time there's been a gardens in relation to Krishna, to Bhagavan. Actually, in old times, every temple had gardens. This Melkoti had two big temples, and the whole hill was gardens almost. Big, big gardens. Krishna is worshipped in the gardens. Even Vishnu, Narayan, he's worshipped in the gardens, his temple and then the gardens. So in Chaitanya Leela, there's one, Tota Gopinath, that is there. And that is Krishna. And Krishna's devotee there was Gadadhar Pandit. Who is Gadadhar Pandit? Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. In Chaitanya Leela, all those Krishna people came. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came. Mother Yasoda came. Nanda Baba came. All came in Chaitanya Leela. Not like these bogus Bhagavan Sai Baba. They came alone. They brought nothing but a bunch of cheating rascals with them. If Bhagavan comes, he brings all his friends, all his family. They came, thousands of them. Thousands in Chaitanya Leela. Chaitanya Charitamrita lists the name of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of devotees are mentioned there, and who they are in Krishna Leela. Who they are there. So, Gadadhar Pandit is considered as Radha Bhav, Radharani. You may say as Radharani also. Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, but Gadadhar is also Radha. And he worshipped this Tota Gopinath, this Gopinath. And then, when Mahaprabhu's Leela was vanished, gone from the world, where did he go? When he showed his last Leela in this world, do you know where it was? It was in the Tota Gopinath temple. And Mahaprabhu just ran in kirtan. There was big kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he appeared as like 14 Mahaprabhus, all dancing in one kirtan. 14, and all running and ecstatic dancing. And then all ran. All 14 forms of Mahaprabhu ran, joined as one, and just entered into Gopinath. From that time on Gopinath's leg, there's a big golden, there's a line, like a golden color on his leg. So you go to that temple, if you're very fortunate, Pujari may move Gopinath's dhoti. Now the deity is sitting like this. Previously he was standing. Then when Gadadhar Pandit was an old man, so to speak, old in this world, he couldn't reach any more the neck of Gopinath, so Gopinath sat down. Gopinath sat down. To this day, he's sitting down like this. And he has his food like this. So, we must think, this Gopinath must be the Prayojana. This Gopinath served by Gadadhar Pandit, and in which Mahaprabhu showed his last pastimes in that kirtan there and entered into that deity there. So that Gopinath must also be very, very important deity, that place, very high place. When I told Mata Maharaj we would like to have a place in Jagannath Puri, I've said several times, it would be nice to be near Tota Gopinath in that area somewhere. But it may not be possible, but nonetheless. So the Prayojana. So these three deities in Vrindavan, you try to remember, there are seven main temples, there are 6,000 other temples, but of the seven main temples, the three main ones are Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda Dev, and Radha Gopinath. Govindan.